Listening Library presents Mrs. Pigglewiggle by Betty McDonald. Chapter 1. Mrs. Pigglewiggle Herself. I expect I might as well begin by telling you all about Mrs. Pigglewiggle, so that whenever I mention her name, which I do very often in this book, you will not interrupt and ask, "Who is Mrs. Pigglewiggle? What does she look like? How big is she? How old is she? What color is her hair? Is her hair long? Does she wear high heels? Does she have any children? Is there a Mr. Pigglewiggle?" Mrs. Pigglewiggle lives here in our town. She is very small and has a hump on her back. When children ask her about the hump, she says, "Oh, that's a big lump of magic. Sometimes it turns me into a witch, other times into a dwarf or a fairy, and on special occasions it makes me into a queen." The children are all very envious of the hump because, besides being magic, it is such a convenient fastening place for wings. Mrs. Pigglewiggle has brown, sparkly eyes and brown hair, which she keeps very long, almost to her knees, so the children can comb it. She usually wears it on top of her head in a knot, unless someone has been combing it, and then she has braids, or long, wet curls, or long hair just hanging, and with a jeweled crown or flowers on top. One day, I saw her digging in her garden, wearing the jeweled crown, and with her hair billowing.